from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Make it where?
To the final horn.
You old geezer.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Guru's starting to feel better. He'll probably be back tomorrow. Evan Giddings in. Free agency is a week away, but things are already happening in the NBA. By the way, the Warriors lost an assistant coach, Kenny Atkinson. He is going to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Congratulations to Kenny Atkinson. If you remember, he was offered the Charlotte job a year ago, almost took it, then didn't, citing his family. And
Cleveland's such a better place to move your loved ones. Good luck.
It's bothering me.
No, I'm serious. Like, good luck.
You can't say that. Why can't you say that with a straight face? What are you laughing at? Cleveland's a pretty good destination. It's not a bad job at all.
It might be a better job right now than the Warriors' job, but something about Donovan Mitchell.
Easy. I like him.
Yeah, his previous like four head coaches haven't.
What are you saying?
I'm saying J.B. Bickerstaff was a pretty damn good head coach.
Oh, please.
And he no longer has a job after making it to the second round of the postseason. Yeah.
They have high expectations in Cleveland, especially with that team. Didn't cut it.
So we should go get a head coach who, I don't want to come down his road, but
you know, so here's one
track
thing.
Record is lesser than.
Here's one thing I was thinking. And just, so I was talking to you earlier today about the Giants. And I think they're in a
New York?
San Francisco. Yeah. I think they're in a world of hurt right now. The Giants.
Yeah.
And the first thought I had was a manager or a coach. Like, one of the cliches is, I know what to expect out of him. And I was saying, you know, if you go up and down the Giants lineup, like outside of Logan Webb, you don't know what to expect out of guys. For example, Matt Chapman, when he was in his prime, you knew what you were going to get. But I don't think right now as a hitter, he's comfortable or he's the same player he was. Soler, you acquire a guy like Soler because I think you believe we know what we're going to get out of him. It's probably 30 homers and 85, 90 RBIs, that and the other thing. That's the way I'm starting to feel about the Warriors. because you used to be able to always count on the big three, Iguodala, Durant. I know it was a dynasty team, but just more and more, what do you know about Clay? What do you expect out of Clay? It's like you don't really know anymore. He might be really good. He might not be able to make a shot. His defense might be better against a bigger guy than a smaller guy. Draymond Green. Well, you know what? Do you really know what to expect out of Draymond Green? Like what kind of Draymond Green you're getting? I mean, I would just say you don't know what to expect because he missed 25 games last year because of suspension. Okay, Steph Curry. You always know what you can expect out of Steph Curry. Yes. Although now, last year, the second half, maybe there's a little doubt as to what Steph Curry's going to be next year. Maybe he'll be fine. What I'm getting at is I feel like when we're talking about the Warriors now, we've got to assume the best case scenario for every player for them to kind of have a successful year. And maybe that's the way it is.
Well, successful, you mean like make the playoffs? I mean,
and maybe win a round or something like that.
Yeah, but I think that was the case last year, too. You were kind of hoping that they were able to all get on the same page. And it didn't really happen until, I don't know, around February. So, you know, your hope is that you start the year on the same page. And, you know, maybe letting Klay Thompson walk removes some of the surrounding angst. You know, I think one of the reasons they were pretty poor, like, gosh, this stat, I don't know what's ingrained in my mind, but they spent more time in 12th place than they did in a calendar year last year, more time in 12th place than they did as a top 8 seed in the West. So, like, they were an out-of-the-playoff team completely.
You've been sitting on that stat?
I told it to you a while ago. I'm surprised you haven't had it at the ready.
I don't think he told me that. You were holding that from me because you knew I'd use it as ammo.
Because you'd pounce.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah. Yikes. They were a 12 seed longer than they were a top 8 seed last year. Right. Yeah. You hate to see it.
Seth's in Dublin. Hey, Seth. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, my question is kind of touching on what you guys have been talking about the last couple minutes about ideal scenarios.
Yes.
And I wanted to say, when Clay deleted those photos off of Instagram, it actually, I don't want to be too dramatic, but it kind of felt like a part of my childhood died. Like, I've been watching Clay, you know, since I was 13. And now I'm 26, I'm married, I have kids, and like even though I'm just a fan, like these players, you know, they're definitely a part of something much bigger. Like I would go to Warrior games early just to watch Clay warm up. And like, does that even play a role in him coming back or not? And like I even kept the newspaper when he had 37 points in the third quarter against the Kings. You know, he was such an important part of what this dynasty once was. So
right.
In my perfect world, I'd love for him to come off the bench and have a smaller role. And it's so frustrating because, you know, it doesn't seem like that's possible. And I was wondering, you know, what your perfect scenario would be with Klay Thompson and with the player he currently is.
You know what? I think my perfect scenario for Klay Thompson would be he leaves here, gets a nice little contract from another team, and helps that other team in the playoffs. That would be my perfect scenario for Klay Thompson. Because, I mean, I get that they asked Klay to come off the bench last year, but there just is something about, well, Draymond starts, Steph's going to obviously start, Draymond got paid. The more I think about it, Evan, Klay Thompson, how can he not take it personally? Or how can he not, even if he understands it's not personal, that business is business, how could he not be a little bit bummed out? You know what I mean? And think to himself, maybe even without any malice, you know what, it's time. I think this is a time for me to see if I can play somewhere else.
Yeah, I don't think at the beginning of this year he wanted to. He might not still want to not play for the Warriors. But Klay Thompson's from a basketball family. He probably understands the history of basketball better than most. And he's probably asking himself the question that a lot of people have with regards to the Warriors, which is how you treat a legend. Like, Klay Thompson's a legend for the Warriors. He might not be a legend for the Magic, but he's a legend for the Warriors.
Yeah.
People are always going to love him. But the Warriors are no longer in a position to reward their legends the way that they want to be. And Klay Thompson is the first domino that might have to fall. And that sucks for Klay.
Yeah.
But that's why I think I'm kind of with you. I think a change of scenery is probably what's best for both sides.
888-957-9570 is the number. Free agency starts next week, but already a lot of news trickling out, Warrior-related, league-related. According to Anthony Slater of The Athletic, Klay does not have an offer in front of him, and it looks more and more like he may leave in free agency. It's not only according to Slater, it's according to some other writers around the NBA. Also according to Slater, he expects him to exercise the team option on Kevon Looney, which means Looney will still be on the team as of today, and he'll make $8 million next year. I think you sum it up well. Like, the Warriors, it's nothing personal, but Klay's the odd man out, unfortunately, it looks like. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to, if you want to jump into the conversation regarding Klay Thompson. What do you do with Klay Thompson? What is the solution with Klay Thompson? Or what's the best avenue for the Golden State Warriors to go down as free agency begins to heat up? 888-957-9570. Let's go to Eric. Eric's in the city. What's up, Eric? How you doing?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to state two kind of quasi-facts and a saying before I get into Warriors.
Okay.
And that is, one fact is, before the Celtics won their title last night, they won one title in 38 years after their dynasty fell. The Lakers were in the lottery after Magic left, and if it weren't for Shaq and the miracle draft of Kobe, they haven't really done much since. And the Bulls haven't done anything since Michael Jordan left. So your point about dynasties, when they fall, they fall. The second point I wanted to make was the Warriors are 10th in the West, and the three teams behind them are pretty good. Memphis probably has a good shot at being better than us next year because Jaw's coming back and they're younger. Houston came pretty close to our record last year, and they've got a whole bunch of lottery talent. And San Antonio is a sleeper because you don't know how good Wembanyama is. So realistically, there's a chance that we could be the 13th best team or 14th best team in the West next year, as is. And as my grandma always used to say, fair is what you pay on the bus. So life ain't fair. So with that being said, I think the question that the Warriors front office is asking themselves is, realistically, is there a path back to the playoffs? And if there's not a path back to the playoffs, what are we doing here? As much as I love Klay, he got systematically screwed by the change in the system to the CBA, which is, I think, the third point that's very clear, is every team is afraid of the second apron. So I think the move is really to just sack it up and let Klay walk, see if we can't do something with CP3's contract that doesn't involve moving Kuminga, and see if maybe we can make a run in more like 2 years than next year. I don't know. I'll take your thoughts on.
No, appreciate the call, Eric. Never forget the dynasty started with a tank. with a flat out, unadulterated thank you.
For Curry?
No, it was Bogut for Ellis.
Well, then the dynasty didn't start there.
No, this, what do you mean?
Started when you drafted Steph.
Oh, really?
What would I mean?
That was a big struggle the first 3 years for Steph.
Yeah, he was hurt.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
It's interesting when he started getting healthy and playing full seasons. It's almost like the Warriors got a lot better.
Yeah, it is. And it almost feels like Warrior fans think he's going to get better in the next 3 years as opposed to age.
Well, I don't know if he'll be as bad as he was the last 2 or 3 months of last season. But, I mean, the year they won the championship, Donnie, of course, you remember.
Oh, yeah.
Shot his worst percentage from three of his entire career.
Yeah.
The year they won the championship.
Incredible.
Got better the year after that.
Incredible. Yeah. BJ, I'm sorry. Yeah, BJ's in Oakland. What's up, BJ? How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Doing well.
So what if Clay did something really unusual and basically said, look, I got lifetime stats. I've been through two serious injuries. This team has been really good to me. I love the Warriors. I love the fans. Go out and make a deal for whatever players you need to improve this team, and you can pay me whatever you want. Okay? I'll be here. I'll bust my gut for this team. The guy would never buy another drink in his life in the Bay Area. He has a broadcasting career ahead of him. He goes from one member of the dynasty to somebody who's beloved by millions of people. Does anybody ever do that?
Are you talking about Klay Thompson?
I am.
Nobody really does that.
Yeah.
I mean, just nobody does that. And as I'll remind people, like,
well, you know, players on the Spurs did that, but they did it. Together, right? Taking pay cuts. I mean, it's hard for me to expect Klay to take a pay cut. I know technically Draymond Green did take a pay cut, but not a huge one. Not the one that they're asking Klay to probably take. I mean, Klay Thompson, he was not a $43 million player last year, but that was what he was paid. I mean, so you're asking him to come back for basically half of what he was making previously. That's you're just going to have to eat that.
When I look at the Warriors, okay, let's take last year, for example. This is what I think kind of happens where the Warriors are right now through no fault of their own. Okay, last year, Draymond Green opts out of the, and I said it last year. Last year, Draymond Green opts out. Okay, so what are your choices? Well, you can let him go for nothing, or you can re-sign him. Steiny, what would you want to do? Neither is what I said. I don't want to do either, really.
Well, you had to do one of them.
Right. And so I would have let him walk. I would have let Draymond Green walk. Klay Thompson, I don't really want to re-sign him, but I do acknowledge if you lose him, you're probably not as good. But you know what? I'd probably let him walk at this point. Like, that's just me. I mean, but the fact of the matter is the extending of Draymond Green is still playing a role in this.
Well, it's not just Draymond, though. It's the extending of Wiggins before you had to
but
do
it's,
it.
It's but it's the last move they made. It's the most recent move they made under the auspices of they could still challenge.
Sure. But, like, again, you gave Wiggins an extension before you had to.
No, I know.
You technically extended Draymond or gave him a new deal before you had to. I mean,
so, no, I get, of course, Poole was part of it, and so was Wiggins, and Draymond was the most recent. Let me ask you this real quick. This is we had Brandon Kravitz on. Brandon Kravitz, he works for 96.9 FM in Orlando. This is the Orlando Magic flagship station, and of course, Clay's been linked to them. Let's hear a little bit about what Brandon Kravitz said. He was on with the Morning Roast.
I think if it comes down to it, and they're sold that Clay is the guy, then maybe that third year becomes a player option and you kind of put the ball in his court. I think the third year is going to be in the contract if indeed he does sign. It's a question of who controls the third year, because it's not just going to be a three-year deal. It'll be an option either for Clay or for the team.
All right, that's Brandon Kravitz. I mean, Monty Poole reported last week that Clay wants 3 years. So,
do you think most players would prefer to just not have a third year as opposed to have a team option on the third year?
It's a good question. I think players want the option, clearly.
Yeah, of course.
That's a good question. I don't know how. I think players would view a team option as a...
want to have the third year if it's a team option. Because then you're just beholden to whatever the state of the franchise is.
Right, no doubt. And if I'm, like, this is where, I know I'm not Clay, but if I'm Clay and I'm where he's at in his career, I'm looking at a team option as though it's not even there. You know what I mean? Like, they either exercise it, which is going to be for probably more money than in the first 2 years, or they're not, which they probably won't, because I got to be honest and know that I'm going to be up there in age. Like, I'm just assuming if I'm 35 and I have a player option that the team's probably not going to pick it up unless everything goes perfectly for me.
No, but you also could just be trade bait.
True.
Because you could just be an expiring contract that they use, and then you don't have any say over where you go and what you do and who you sign with. You get the money, but...
I would think Clay would look at a third-year team option as no. I think he'd rather have either a player option or just 3 years guaranteed.
I mean,
but I don't know. Well, I don't know.
Well, I think it's interesting, too. Like, for example, someone like Chris Paul, Chris Paul's going to be a Hall of Famer, first ballot. He's somebody that will, in all probability, be on his third team in his last 3 years. Actually, well, technically fourth team if you include Washington.
Chris Paul the second.
Precisely. It's going to be Chris Paul the fourth by the end of this run. But he's somebody that feels like he has basically opened his mind to, well, in order to keep playing, in order to keep having an NBA career, like, I'm kind of at the mercy of teams. It doesn't feel like Klay Thompson feels like he's at the mercy of anybody but himself. And I don't know. I feel like, unfortunately, he's beginning to find out what a lot of older players do across all sports, which is you kind of have to get in where you fit in. And that doesn't usually apply to lifetime players for teams in which they've won titles with, but there's three of you, and I don't know if we can have all three.
Yeah,
Like Chris Paul has, I think, been as professional about his situation as anybody. I mean, he found out he was traded to the Wizards over the internet. Like, his kid told him, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That was the guy that helped Phoenix actually get to an NBA Finals.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. Coming up in a half hour, we're going to bring in Brian Geltzeiler. Brian Geltzeiler, of course, host on Sirius XM NBA Radio. He's a contributor at NBA TV. If you want to jump into the conversation, you got a half hour to do so. Before we get Geltzy in here, 888-957-9570 is the number. A lot of stuff starting to happen with the Golden State Warriors. Decision on Kevon Looney will likely be coming today. Well, it will be coming today unless they push a deadline back with him. We'll find out about Chris Paul most likely at the end of the week, unless they push that decision of whether to guarantee that last year into July or not. We got the NBA draft coming up on Wednesday. Warriors no pick in the first round, but they will have a pick in the second round, assuming they don't trade it.
And are you guys allowed to announce what's going on Thursday?
Oh, Thursday we'll be at the Chase Center.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the Chase Center.
For the second round, where the Warriors have a pick.
Absolutely. They could jump into the first round.
Oh, how?
Pay some money. You know, Joe Lacob, he's got a lot of money.
Well,
they could maybe Bronny James.
They got any chance at a connect?
If they move up into... Connecting? Probably have to get up into the top seven to guarantee
top
that.
Top seven?
I'm just looking at mock drafts left and right.
Well, I know he was your guy.
Yeah, you know what's funny?
Or is.
Yeah, I like him a lot. He's not going to be a star in the NBA.
Why not?
Because... What? Yeah, okay.
Spinell.
What are you whispering in his ear? You know what? I'll bet you're too gutless to say it on the radio, Spinelli. All right, just because a guy's the best player, just because a guy's the best player.
He's American, that's why.
Just because somebody's the best player in college doesn't mean they're going to necessarily be the best pro. 888-957-9570 is the number. Brian Geltzeiler coming up in a half hour. Klay Thompson talks... Frozen. No offer on the table. If you're a Warrior fan, are you bracing for Klay Thompson leaving in free agency? And is that the best way this team should proceed forward? 888-957-9570. We'll be right back.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Evan Giddings in the house for Daryl the Guru Johnson. Hopefully Guru will be back tomorrow. You know, I did something. Man, we've really done a great job of sticking to sports today. I have a couple things.
Why wouldn't we? It's like a sports talk radio show.
It is, but it also, when we keep it to sports and sports only, it means there's a lot of action.
You see pods?
Dude, no.
He just got a signature shoe. Brian Pajemski signed a multi-year with, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly.
Dude.
Rigover. It might be Rigover. But he's getting a signature shoe.
Dude, I got to tell you something.
What?
And I'm dead serious. You mentioned that before the show.
Yeah.
And I thought you said Bonds
no.
is getting a signature shoe. And I was like... Why would Barry Bonds? And then I was thinking, he's big enough.
Yeah,
he's definitely big enough.
Oh, yeah.
But if Barry Bonds or Barry Bonds wanted a shoe, I was like, I guess so. I could see. He's maybe the greatest player of all time. But this is different.
No. Pods. Pods is getting his own signature shoe.
Do you have any insight on this company?
Not really.
Or sneaker?
Need to look them up real fast. See where they are in the Dow Jones.
I'll bet it's... Pods? I bet it's a shoe company from Europe.
Do we have it, Grandy?
Or I don't know exactly. I do know Austin Reeves is like their signature athlete currently.
Not anymore.
Move over.
Hey, what are they trying?
What?
What?
They're trying to put together a roster. In fact, Connect might be the next one, if you know what I mean.
That's what I mean.
There's a theme here.
I did something this weekend. I didn't know was still capable of being done.
Is it something you have to do with golf?
No. Has to do... So I locked my keys in my car.
How'd you do that?
And I had to call AAA. By the way, AAA, what a great company.
Rigorare, there's the Chinese brand.
That's right.
With Pods. Yeah.
Gotcha. Pods is a new shoe.
Can't wait.
Yeah, so I didn't know this was possible, but I went and hit some golf balls on Saturday, put my wallet in my bag, my phone in my bag, and my keys in my bag, walked off the driving range, opened up the trunk to my car, put the bag in the car.
Okay.
Pushed the button to put the trunk down.
Night.
And now that I think about it, the first time I pushed the button, nothing happened. And I thought, I wonder if something's wrong or it just didn't catch. And so then I pushed down on it and it went down. And the next thing you know, the car was locked and the keys were in my golf bag, which I could look at through the window.
Now, how quickly did you realize that your car was locked and the keys were inside?
3 seconds. The time between me closing the trunk, going to the driver's side door, and realizing that was locked.
Oh, so it was, you didn't even realize that the keys weren't in your pocket. You tried to open the door and it was locked.
Correct. I'd forgotten the keys were in the bag. But even when I shut the door, I didn't think, I just thought the other stuff would be open. But nothing was open.
Oh, no, dude. I swear to God, the last three times I've locked my keys in my car, it happens immediately. The door closes, boom, and it hits me. Damn it. My keys are in there. So it sounds like you got help, though. You're all right.
Well, Brandon IU says ID4 doesn't allow that. Brandon IU, a great listener, knows that even what I drive. By the way, you know, ID4, the car I drive, it's a pretty nice car. Let the record reflect. It wasn't for me.
It's a Tiguan, right?
No, it's better. No. But
BMW?
No, it's a Volkswagen.
Oh.
It's called ID4. But it's like, oh, that's a
you
nice car.
You wouldn't drive domestic.
Oh, my God. I drove a Saturn. I've never, this is the nicest car I've ever had in my entire life, by far. But the reason is because it was originally bought for my wife. And then she got the car, and all of a sudden, COVID was over. I had to come back into the city for work, and she was working at home. And it has a carpool sticker, so I was like,
so it's like the Pajemski's brand of cars. Like
Pajemski's brand of cars.
Rego Rare.
Oh, no, it's better than that. Please.
Have you seen this shoe?
I haven't.
I haven't either, but I'm sure it's going to be great.
So it's like Dodger Stadium. It's the best stadium in baseball, but you've never been there.
Is it the best stadium in baseball?
Well, no, that's, you know, that was a joke. Right?
Because it's your favorite stadium, but you've never actually played there.
Well, I can't stand when people say, oh, Oracle Park, it's the best stadium in baseball. It's like, okay, that's your opinion.
Well,
that's
we
great.
Heard that all last week.
And we're from San Francisco. That's great.
The amount of people that said Willie Mays was their favorite player and they never saw him play. I mean, there's a large faction of folks that we heard from last week about that, you know?
Sure,
like,
sure.
Like
but
Clemente is Guru's favorite player, but he never watched him play.
Right. I'm more. You know, everybody in San Francisco thinks Oracle Park is the best stadium in baseball. Oh, really? Is it better than Padre Stadium? I don't know. Is it better than the Pittsburgh Stadium? I don't know. Some would argue that it's not.
Well, we got to get out there and find out for ourselves.
Is it better than Dodger Stadium? Who says? Exactly. Is it better than the original stadium? Of that ilk, which is Camden Yards, I don't think so. Or
is it
I don't
better
know.
Than the original Tiger Stadium? Is it better than Forbes Field? Is it better than the Field of Dreams, which is fictional? I don't know.
I love that movie.
Field of Dreams?
Yeah.
It's not better than Bull Durham. It's pretty good, though.
Well, I think Field of Dreams was a more emotional film. You know, anybody with a somewhat complicated relationship with their father, that movie tends to be a little more gut-wrenching.
It doesn't get any more emotional than Susan Sarandon in her prime, which is not what we're talking about with the Golden State Warriors, because those players are no longer in their prime that they're trying to make the hard choices about. So Pajemski's getting a signature shoe. Does that mean he's next up
to get paid?
He's getting paid by China, but no, as a starter.
What,
I mean,
let me ask you this. What the hell's the difference between what Brandon Pajemski's accomplished? And I love Pods. Brandon Pajemski hasn't accomplished one thing in this league that Eric Paschal hasn't done in this league.
As of today, he has. Signature shoe.
But
you're right. Look, I also, it is pretty wild, though. Like, could you name the other, I don't know, like how many other members of the all-rookie team that Eric Paschal made do you think you could name?
Wembanyama.
No. Oh. That's my point.
Oh.
This year, because of the rookie class, it's like actually going to be memorable. Eric Paschal's class, God love him.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, it's a better rookie class probably. You would think.
And Pods is always going to be linked to Wemby and Chet and Miller?
No doubt, but it might be like never think it's out of the realm of possibility to look back and say, in 10 years, oh my God, look at that team, and we got and Pods was on it. You know what I mean? It's possible. Three of those guys could be like the best players in basketball, and Pods could be, you know, a nice little sixth man. But I'm not robbing Pajemski of that.
Look, I don't think he needs you to root for him because this guy's got more confidence apparently than anybody else on the team.
You're right about that.
You think Pod's going to get what Scotty Barnes got?
No. No, I don't. but I'm not sure Scotty Barnes should have gotten what Scotty Barnes got.
Why not?
But that's a price. He's not a max player. That's why.
He's a rookie max player.
Well, if you say so. Okay. Okay.
Price of the brick's going up, Stein.
No, you're right about that.
Price of the brick is going up.
You're right about that. I was thinking about how to restart this conversation with the Warriors. I'm gonna just do it in a broad way. And you tell me if you agree with it or not. So it feels like the only one of the few ways for this team to get better is to bring in a quote unquote veteran, the best veteran player you can bring in.
Yeah.
All right. Jimmy Butler, does he fit?
That would be somebody of that ilk. Yeah.
Okay. That obviously would cost you Kuminga probably, and somebody else. But just hear me for a minute. After watching this season and this playoffs, the one thing that I do not want to rely on. And let's just say under this circumstance, you get Butler and you're like, we're back in it and we have Clay too. And maybe Clay's going to be the difference. But after what I watched all season, I think it's almost beyond the realm of possibility that the Golden State Warriors could start next season with Steph Curry, 36, Clay, 34, Draymond, 34, and Jimmy Butler, 35. And think that that team could have a really productive regular season to give themselves a seed that realistically gives them a shot to win a title or go deep in the playoffs. Those are two entities that I don't know how they can play a full season so they win 52 games to get the 5 seed, then play the playoffs like we saw. You know what I mean? That's the one thing I would never do, I don't think.
I think they'd be probably looking with that group at like what the Clippers were last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Clippers were a 4 seed.
Yeah.
Won 50 games.
Mm-hmm.
Or 51. I mean, I think that's what you're aiming for. You're trying to put together a group of past their prime, but still productive stars, and essentially praying that one of them doesn't get hurt, because that might have been the difference between the Clippers getting bounced in the first round and, I don't know, perhaps knocking off the team that ended up making a run to the finals. I think Dallas still probably wins that series, but...
Yeah, I mean, like that, if I have to boil it down into one, you know, everyone's like, oh, what would you do? Well, I'm not really sure, but the one thing I would not want to do is give up two of my young players. Let's say they could get Jimmy Butler for Kuminga, Wiggins, and 17-25.
Pods.
Yeah, but that salary, Butler's making like 48, right?
Yeah.
So we got to get to 48. Well, that would be Wiggins 25. That would be Kuminga's 8. That's
they're 30. Like, I don't know, Looney.
Okay. How about, whatever, Looney or maybe even Moody or, hell, maybe Gary
or
Payton
both.
II.
Sure.
I actually wouldn't do that. Would you, right now, would you trade Butler for Wiggins, Kuminga, and the Heat tell you, yeah, just give us one of the following, Moody, Pajemski, Payton, or Looney?
I think I might.
Might you?
I think I might, yeah. I think I would, yes.
Yeah, and I think... And that's the one that I wouldn't do. And it's not necessarily because your team with Butler is easier to envision making a run. I agree with that. But I still think the chances are so long that, you know, but I wonder how Warrior fans would do that.
Well, so that's also part of the Slater report from the weekend when he was wrote, so quote, the Warriors have been actively searching for paths to a larger scale upgrade using right. Chris Paul's non-guaranteed $30 million contract as a flexible tool, and they can figure okay. that out by June 28th. But
well, you could do.
But like Jimmy Butler and or Paul George, those to me are larger scale upgrades.
No doubt. Like it, and when
in fact,
when
they might be the largest scale upgrade that they can swing this summer.
That's and I agree. And I don't know how realistic it is, but I think it's if Miami's going to trade Jimmy Butler and he's got $48 million and then $52 million, you can put a package together for Jimmy Butler. There's no doubt about that. The question is, do you have to give in future draft picks? I'm assuming it has to be Kuminga, at least, and then they're going to need.
You'd probably have to attach a first or two.
I would think so. And jeez,
but it could be 2026. It could be, you know, 2026, 2028.
Yeah, I wonder where Warrior fans would come down on that, because I think you're right. When it's all said and done, I think the decision the Warriors may have at 888-957-9570 is, do you take a veteran? Butler, who else would we put in there? Butler, Paul George, let's put, Markkanen's much younger than those guys and makes half as much.
Markkanen and Ingram, to me, are in the same category.
One notch below those
yes.
other two guys.
Yeah.
It's funny, I don't necessarily disagree with you, but...
Like, I would much rather, if I'm going to have to come off of Kuminga... I would personally rather have Jimmy Butler or Paul George than
me too.
Lauri Markkanen or Brandon Ingram.
I would too. I think we're both on the same page there, where if you could shoehorn Markkanen or Ingram onto this team and not trade Kuminga, you're probably gonna do it.
Yes.
And that to me would be more attractive than bringing a, like, at least then you can look at your team and say, well, we got Ingram and Kuminga, so now we're younger, we're more athletic, but they may have to make the decision on a guy like Butler if they hope to, like, I do think Butler would make them better right away, probably.
Also think that those would be players that I'd be more interested in, because I think their contract situation is more... is closer akin to like Curry's or Green's. Like, you'd have to, Jimmy Butler comes off the books in a year.
Right.
Paul George probably wants a new deal, but I don't know if there's anybody out there that's willing to give him like a 4-year max.
Right.
So you might be the team that could give him, I don't know, like a 2-year extension or something like that. But if you go and get Lauri Markkanen, well, he's due up at the end of next year. So the next summer, you're in the same situation as you are with Kuminga. Only you're dealing with a larger scale player. So you're going to have to pay Lauri Markkanen a lot of money. And the same with Brandon Ingram. I think one of the reasons why the Jazz and the Pelicans want to trade both those players is because they don't want to pay them more than $35 or $40 million.
Yeah.
So if you're the Warriors, you have to decide, if you trade for one of those guys, how much you're going to invest in them.
This from the 408 on the Xfinity mobile text line. I think you might have misunderstood. Y'all tripping not wanting Ingram for those pieces. No, I think that's what we're saying is, in a hypothetical move where you got to give up, let's say, Kuminga and Wiggins and a pick or two, would you rather have a 35-year-old in George or Jimmy Butler, or would you rather it be an Ingram or a Markkanen? I'd probably take one of the younger guys.
Yeah, so I would still lean towards the older player.
Okay,
to be honest.
Gotcha. It makes sense. Makes sense if you want to get better.
I think that the larger scale upgrade is George and Butler.
And you know what? The other thing about acquiring Markkanen or Ingram is, if you acquire them, you better be ready to pay them. that's absolutely fair.
In a way, honestly, I mean, he's not the player that they are now. But if you're asking me, would I move off Kuminga in addition to other assets to go get one of these two guys that I'm going to have to pay? I think I would rather just pay Jonathan Kuminga.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Because you're going to have to do either.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the other guy, Mikal Bridges, is out there. The name is out there. It feels like his name's out there more than the actual player. But, yeah, I mean, to me, I would rather go that direction than the older. I'd rather look at Bridges and a Markkanen and an Ingram than a Butler or a Paul George. But Warriors may not have, because the one thing I do like is I would at least like to take a look at Kuminga under the circumstances. You get, let's say, an Ingram, a Markkanen, or a Bridges somehow without trading Kuminga.
Yeah.
Like that I could go for that, but I don't. Is that possible? I'm not sure.
Well, someone who's more tapped in than we are, Brian Geltzeiler of SiriusXM NBA Radio, can help us in about 10 minutes. So we're going to talk to him about that. He's also, I mean, he's always got a pulse on the rest of the league. For example, we might be valuing Kuminga a lot more highly than the rest of the league. You know, I think we see him as the only trade chip for the Warriors, but another team might say, that's it. Like, Kuminga can't be the centerpiece.
Yeah, no, I think you're... I don't... So, if I'm another team and I look at the Warriors roster, I mean, there's no doubt about it. Kuminga's the most intriguing guy.
Yes.
I don't think there's any doubt about that, about what he could be. If I'm another team, I absolutely have interest in Kuminga, particularly if I've got somebody already established who I think can be a number one. If you know what I mean. Like, I wouldn't bring Kuminga onto my team expecting him to be the best player. I'd love for him to start out as the third best player.
That's where a place like Miami might fit. You know, if you put him alongside Adebayo,
right,
and Hero, and to some extent Jaquez, you know, that might be a nice little young core.
I was thinking more like, what if you had like younger, a Cade Cunningham and Kuminga, or a Kuminga and Paolo Banchero?
Well, Klay Thompson's taken a slot in Orlando, so I don't know if they'll have enough money to pay Kuminga.
Man, this is going to be fascinating. Really is. It you know, the one thing that I read, Bobby Marks said the Warriors could go in any number of direction, any number of.
He might be right. I think Bobby Marks is very smart, but Bobby Marks has been pretty steadfast on Klay Thompson being worth $30 million.
He has.
My takeaway from the Malik Monk deal is that Klay Thompson is not going to get $30 million. Like, he's not a $30 million player, and in fact, he might not be a $25 million player.
Well, so there's two things about the Monk deal that I found interesting. One is, like, the Kings maxed him out for where they were.
And we're not really sure what that means. Like, does that mean they gave him as much as they could while staying under the second apron? Does that mean they gave him the most they could while also budgeting for other spots? Like,
for some reason, I think it had something to do with the actual CBA, but we can...
Okay.
Geltzeiler might know, or I'll figure it out. But whatever, there was a mechanism that the Kings said they utilized. Now, if you're Malik Monk, I really don't know if his agent said, I'll tell you what, I don't know if we can get more on the open market. Or Malik Monk said, you know what, let's just take the risk out, and I like it here in Sacramento. They need me here in Sacramento. They appreciate, like, I don't know how much Malik Monk wanted a stress-free free agency if somebody said, hey, you might be flipping a coin. You know what I mean? Bird in the hand kind of thing.
I mean, he also, I think, was realizing that the market out there was not as great as he thought it was going to be.
You would think that that was probably in his thought process.
I mean, if Malik Monk could get $25 million a year from someplace, I want to say he would test free agency. Also, the quote about the Kings and Monk is because of some financial restrictions, but it's a little ambivalent.
Right.
So,
just fascinating stuff. Warriors going to pay Kuminga this offseason?
As much as I would love to see another year of him, I think they're better off if they do it this offseason as opposed to next.
Well, what's interesting is maybe you tell Clay, like when Clay says, I can't believe, you know, I'm getting treated like this, the Warriors could in theory say, well, you know, this is the year that we paid Jordan Poole $30 million, and we have to pay Kuminga $30 million, but guess what? We're not doing it because things have changed. Maybe Kuminga will kind of be the victim of stuff changing and where this organization is.
Good point.
As Clay. I don't know. Brian Geltzeiler on the other side. He is the man when it comes to the NBA. He's a host on Sirius XM NBA Radio, contributor at NBA TV, and he knows the Warriors inside and out. That's one of the reasons we love talking to him. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.